It's not your business what others are doing. What matters is what you're doing. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great advice on how to overcome self-doubt and anxiety. Enjoy.
Common sense will tell you that if you expect little from your life, you'll get little from your life. If you do what the majority of people do, you'll have what the majority have, which usually isn't much. If you follow struggle and lack, you'll end up with struggle and lack. Likewise, if you expect bigger things from your life and you're willing to travel that path, you might just end up with bigger things. Not bigger things materially speaking, but a bigger life, a bigger spiritual life, more happiness, more time, more peace, more flow, better relationships, the real deal, the whole pie. You see, you deserve more than just getting by. You deserve more than limits and lack. You deserve more than just enough. Not only do you deserve it, but you're capable of achieving it. It takes a mental switch from lack to abundance, from undeserving to a belief you deserve it, a knowing that you deserve it, from looking at the limited amount those around you have done to instead looking at miracles and great things other people have achieved. If you ask bigger, you'll get bigger. If you work harder, you'll get better. If you keep going, you will be rewarded. If you believe in better with all your heart, better will be delivered to you. Life will pay whatever price you ask of it and whatever price you believe you deserve. Asking for more and wanting more is not greedy or selfish. It's the opposite. Ask yourself, what kind of example are you showing your family and loved ones when they see you struggling, not being able to pay the bills, not enough for good health or education, nothing to help others in need? That's not a great example. There's more than enough abundance in this world. And you having a slice for yourself is a blessing to others, not selfish. You getting more enables you to help more. It shines a strong example to those around you. Ask for miracles, amazing health, unlimited wealth, joy, friendships, peace, all the things you want without limits. Ask the universe and believe it's coming. When you believe you deserve it and you're willing to work for it, the universe will serve it. Ask for the impossible. Believe it's possible, and it will come. Ask for things that have never been. Believe they will be, and they will be. You're not doing anyone any favors by asking small, struggling through life, projecting your limited thinking on others. Step into your new standards. Step into your new beliefs. Step into your new mindset. This next year is the year for you to flick that switch and change everything for yourself and generations to come. Don't speak lack over your life anymore. Ask bigger, believe bigger, and you'll get bigger.
Fear, limited vision, and lack of self-esteem is what keep most people doing things they don't want to do. I was flew from Columbus, Ohio to Denver, Colorado to a major communications company. And the person that picked me up at the airport told me about the fact that the company was planning on having a major downsizing. And they offered some of the employees there an early retirement, and some of them will earn as much as $300,000. And they said, this is the last time that you can take this offer. If you don't do it when we have the downsizing, you might be among those who will lose their jobs, and all you will get is your severance pay. And only 50% of the people who were eligible to take the $300,000 took it. The others were afraid to take a chance on themselves. The others couldn't see themselves beyond that company. They couldn't see life after that company. The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling. They can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life. They can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh no. I was looking what Dr. Blanton, Smalley Blanton, who is a colleague of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, what he said about fear. He said, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can aid you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I asked you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7-Bit Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.